Welcome back to Newsworks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. The nonpartisan grassroots organization Common Cause got its start 44 years ago during the height of the Vietnam War. Now grown to 35 chapters, and this is indeed the 40th anniversary of Common Cause Pennsylvania. Let's welcome its president, Miles Rappaport. Mr. Rappaport, thanks for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Thanks, Dave. Glad to be here.
You are a lifetime activist, it's fair to say.
Yeah.
I saw a clip saying that you liken this job to being nominated, to being appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Well, I've had three different careers. I've been a community organizer for about 15 years after I graduated from college, an elected official in Connecticut for 15 years, and a kind of policy and think tank leader for the last 15. And to me, Common Cause combines all of those skills and roles into something that I think can be really, really important in the years ahead.
What are some of the original priorities of Common Cause and how have they evolved now?
Shortly after Common Cause was founded in 1970, Watergate happened, and Common Cause really took the lead in creating a campaign finance legal structure for the country, which was a tremendously important accomplishment. Unfortunately, that's been chipped away and chipped away and chipped away by the Supreme Court. So Common Cause has been on the front lines of fighting to keep money out of politics as best we can and to encourage people to vote in as great numbers as possible.
Courts have been very active on the state level in terms of voting rights and legalities. Of course, Pennsylvania was very much in the news. We had a voter ID law that has for now been tabled. Do you see that as a growing problem as well?
I definitely do. And Pennsylvania and a number of other states have enacted what I would call voter suppression laws. That is, laws that are really designed to prevent people from voting. As former Secretary of the State of Connecticut, I know that voter fraud is an extremely, extremely rare, almost non-existent problem. And so the voter ID efforts seem to me to be ways of discouraging people from voting. And Common Cause has to be on the front lines of making sure that that doesn't go any further than it's already gone. Also, what we want to do is have affirmative, proactive voting reforms that really encourage people to vote. Same-day voter registration, early voting, restoration of voting rights to people with felony convictions. There are lots of ways in which we can encourage people to vote.
I know another key for Common Cause is the growing disparity between the haves and the have-nots and the concomitant shrinking of the middle class.
Absolutely. I think over the last 30 years, income inequality has increased to really dangerous levels. We are now more unequal as a society than we were since 1913 when the federal income tax was passed. And it's not so much that the middle class is moving away from the poor. It's that the very wealthy are running away, galloping away from everyone else. And that inequality then flows or floods into the political process so that you get a really negative cycle of economic inequality breeding political inequality. And in all of it, ordinary citizens are lost in the shuffle. We wanted to be a real voice on economic issues to raise the floor, invest in the middle, and keep the top from running away. And I think that's going to be something that, with Bob Reich as our board chair, we will be doing a lot of in the next years.
We've been discussing public policies that revolve primarily around economic issues. Again, when you got started in this field back in the 60s, it was items with much more passion, be it civil rights or the Vietnam War. Do you find it a challenge to get grassroots support to champion your causes in Common Cause?
Well, you know, there isn't the same level of turmoil that there was in the 1960s, certainly. But I think there was a growing awareness among people that the economy that we are creating for ourselves, the democracy that we are creating for ourselves, need to be changed, need to be fixed. And so you had, you know, the Occupy Wall Street movement, which out of nowhere really pricked the conscience of the nation around the 99% and 1%, which turned out to be very precise social science. And I think that you never know when the next movement's going to come from. But I think that the core issue of having an economy that works for everyone and a democracy where everybody has a say, I think those are key issues. And I think people are responding to them more than they have in the past.
Mr. Rappaport, thanks so much for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Thanks very much. Very glad to be here.
Miles Rappaport is president of Common Cause. We'll have a link to our website for more information about that organization.